This is the Dr. Lam Show, and we're here to talk about integrative medicine, as well as empowering you to take control of your health. Today, we'll be discussing about brain fog, as well as foods to improve brain health. If you've enjoyed this show and find it useful, please hit the like button and the subscribe to Dr. Lam Show podcast, as well as our YouTube channel. This is the best way to make this show more visible, as well as helping us so that we can create more content for you. I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam. I'm an internal medicine physician, as well as board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. And I firmly believe in the power of integrative medicine.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Lam, a family medicine physician, and I've completed fellowships in both functional and metabolic medicine, and I love nutrition and lifestyle. Today, we're going to be talking about brain fog and foods that can actually help improve your brain health. So let's talk about what brain fog actually is so that we're all on the same page. What is actually the definition of what brain fog actually feels like? Some people have a feeling of a fog just come over them where they find it's hard to do things, hard to concentrate. Their memory kind of goes downhill a little by little. Sometimes they go in and out of being able to remember, whether it's phone numbers, simple math problems, or conversations that they just had. And it could be worse after you take some supplements or medications, or even after things that you eat. And you just feel like you're mentally not very clear. Some other definitions would be mild confusion or memory loss, but it's something that we see very, very often with many different causes of brain fog. Dr. Jeremy, what is the main causes of brain fog that we've seen?
Well, one that we often see is adrenal fatigue. Now, how does adrenal fatigue cause brain fog? Well, in adrenal fatigue, your body is in the process of trying to slow down. And you're doing so because you're encountering stress. And so you want to preserve the energy that you have to deal with stress that's overwhelming. Now, when a body goes through a stressful situation and tries to conserve energy, it slows down all its metabolic functions. So the gut slows down, the brain slows down, the heart starts to beat slower, and blood pressure becomes dysregulated. So if you think about food and the gut as well, our metabolism slows down as we're trying to conserve energy. And so I would like to use the analogy of a garbage disposal under your sink. It's supposed to be on 100% when you put a chicken bone in there, and it's supposed to break it down into smaller pieces and flush it out of your system. However, if this process is compromised, maybe even 90%, and it's not working to the fullest capability, and it's just slowed down, then you're going to have pieces of metabolites that's flowing into your body. And it's almost like you go to a kitchen and it looks clean, but it kind of stinks. And so that's kind of this discomfort and congestion that your body is going through when your detoxification pathways aren't working properly. These metabolites that build up in your body also cause an inflammatory reaction because it's supposed to be eliminated through the kidneys as well as through the gut. However, it's going to be going to your brain through the blood and crossing the blood-brain barrier and causing inflammation. And so that's one of the etiologies of how adrenal fatigue causes brain fog.
Right. So that's one way where you have a detox pathway issue causing brain fog and with its metabolites. Another reason why someone can have brain fog is if they have stealth infections, whether it's yeast like candida or viral infections like EBV or parasites or even H. pylori Lyme disease. Some of these are contributing biotoxins. And these biotoxins themselves also can cause metabolites to float around in your body and be toxic to as they cross the blood-brain barrier, making you have more brain fog or have an inability to detox very well and cause more metabolites to float around and cause brain fog in that way. And so brain fog is just a symptom of what could be a slowdown in metabolism, but also a biotoxin issue. that if you have a stealth infection or a detox problem, okay? And so talking about metabolism, some people feel like they have brain fog when they have low blood sugar. That's when this fogginess comes over them. They get a little shaky and jittery, and they're unable to concentrate because of their low blood sugar. And it comes and goes. It gets better with food, because once you stabilize your blood sugar, then the body's metabolism increases, and instead of slowing down, you feel better. And so metabolism can also be another cause of brain fog. What is another cause of brain fog that we commonly see, Dr. Jeremy?
Well, another cause of brain fog is if your gut is not healthy and you have some gut toxicities and nutrient toxicities. And so your gut cannot absorb nutrients very well. And the gut is what we call the second brain, because that's where the majority of your neurotransmitters and precursors are made, that is then sent to the brain for the final assembly. So if your gut is not working properly, whether you have SIBO, candida overgrowth, dysbiosis, leaky gut, IBS, I can go on and on, these neurotransmitters are going to be affected. Now, another cause is also environmental, of what we put inside our body. A lot of foods have a lot of toxins or pesticides in them, and they use a lot of artificial sweeteners as well as chemicals. So it can also overload our body as well as our GI system. In particular, gluten is a big problem. Corn is also a big problem in today's world, as well as dairy products, especially if our body and our GI system is not able to process these. So these could wreak havoc on our GI system and could also be some of the main causes of brain fog. And so that's why there could be a multitude of reasons for the brain fog. And so it's important to find out what is the root cause of causing your brain fog, as well as dealing with how to address these symptoms and problems. Now, these issues can often go undiagnosed. And so if you're looking for help but can't get it, then our team is always available at 714-709-8000 to help you out. And brain fog can cause such problems that let's go through how different foods can really help deal with brain health as well as help brain fog.
The first food many people love, especially and including me, it's dark chocolate, right? Who doesn't like dark chocolate? Dark chocolate can actually contain caffeine and antioxidants that may slow progression of Alzheimer's disease. But people with adrenal fatigue do have to be careful, as the caffeine intake can be very stimulating. And so dark chocolate means that it's more than 70% cacao. There are ones that taste good, that have less sugar, less fat, and milk in them. So when you do eat the chocolate, I'm not talking about the whole bar, right? I'm saying just do it slowly, take it slowly, and don't take too much, everything in moderation, so that your body has the time to process stimulants. So dark chocolate is one of my favorites that can actually help boost the brain. What else is there, Dr. Jeremy?
The next one is bone broth. Now, bone broth is quite soothing. It's warm, and all the nutrients that are very good for your body is already dissolved in it. It's also able to help heal the gut and also help the nutrients assimilate through the GI lining that's already damaged. It can then go into the hepatic circulation and then also circulate to the brain much easier than regular foods. Now, the biggest problem with bone broth and adrenal fatigue sufferers is the amount of fat. Many people, because the body is already in slowdown mode, is not able to tolerate a lot of fat. In that case, we have to make adjustments. So in our neuroendometabolic therapy, we do use a bone broth in a fair amount, but we titrate it accordingly to how your body is, where your body is in its recovery process, so then it doesn't overload the body and your system with fat. But yet it's also able to get the nutrients that's able to cross the blood-brain barrier and deliver the cleansing as well as the nutrients needed to reduce the oxidative stress at the brain level. And bone broth is, you know, very delicious, and it's also on the front cover of our adrenal fatigue cookbook. And so if you're interested in that cookbook, make sure you go look it up, and it has some good recipes to help deal with adrenal fatigue. What's the third thing that can help with brain health, Dr. Carey?
The third food are garbanzo beans. Garbanzo beans are very high in magnesium, which is actually very needed for your cell receptors and neurotransmitters to be able to pass messages from your nerves to your brain. It's also great for signaling all throughout your body, as neurotransmitters also go from nerve to nerve throughout your body. And so garbanzo beans or chickpeas are very good for brain health.
Celery is also very good for brain health. It actually has a lot of a compound called luteolin, which has also been shown to be helpful with memory loss. It's also full of fiber, and so it helps you go. So it's really good for that. If you do vegetable juicing in the morning, throw in a couple sticks of celery, as it can be very refreshing. Nuts are also very good for brain health, specifically walnuts. It doesn't have a lot of impurities, as well as compounds that are toxic to the brain. So it's quite good for brain health. You do want to avoid nuts such as peanuts or cashews. And if you do have adrenal fatigue, staying away from Brazil nuts, which is high in selenium, because it could be good in most cases, but in adrenal fatigue sufferers, they have a unique thyroid balancing problem. And so you don't want to overexcite the thyroid. So try to stay away from those type of nuts.
Another type of food that would be really great for your brain is coconut oil. And it's because it's anti-inflammatory. A lot of people now say that Alzheimer's is actually a disease of inflammation. So reducing any inflammation in your brain, your body would be great. And another very good anti-inflammatory compound is turmeric, which can be found in curry or the spice. And turmeric has been around for centuries and has great potential to reduce inflammation in the body. It's been well known as a wonderful, tasty spice in cooking too, as if you do it right.
The final and eighth great food for brain health is beetroot. Now, beetroot is red and has a lot of good antioxidants in it. It can also help with inflammation. And so it's a great vegetable that you can put either in your smoothies, you can eat it raw, or you can cook it. And so we've talked about our eight foods that are great for brain health, and we hope that you've enjoyed that.
As you can tell, brain fog isn't just being forgetful sometimes. A lot of organs and systems are connected to contributing to brain fog. And we talked also about these foods that can help boost brain health. But a lot of times, unless you get to the root cause of what's causing the brain fog, you're not going to be able to improve with these foods. So it's important that if you're struggling with these changes and you don't know where to go, we can help you as you call our office for a free initial phone call, and we can get you specialized information on how to resolve symptoms of brain fog. Call us at 714-709-8000. Thank you for being here with us today. We hope you found this information very helpful. Make sure to just like, subscribe to our channel, and ring the bell for notifications, so that we can bring you more great content. And share definitely with anyone else who you think might be dealing with brain fog or adrenal fatigue. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Lam Show. We're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lam Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lam Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lam Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.